Well, at least it's warm and dry,
the big fox remarked cheerfully.
If you feel anything around that'll do for a torch, let me know, and we'll light one.
One of the two foxes sniffed the air and shuddered.
What's that smell? It's awful.
Balefair sniffed several times before pronouncing,
I don't know what it is, but mind, laddie, any place sea rats have been is bound to stink a bit. Right, hang on to my tail. Your pal can hang on to yours. Follow me.
The moment Balefair began to suspect that all was not right was when the tunnel took several twists and turns, attempting to find his way back through the total darkness to their original entrance. He found himself caught up in a maze of chambers, cross tunnels and dead ends. The two young foxes began whimpering.
Let's get out of here. I'm scared.
Aye, we should never have left the horde.
Using his free paw, the big fox cuffed about in the darkness until he had soundedly buffeted them both.
Shut it! Do you hear me? Belt up, you snivelling gobs!
They went quiet. Balefair squatted in the darkness, trying to get his bearings. Then he heard the noise. Plip, plop, plip, plop.
Hear that? It might be the rain stopped. It is dripping from the rocks. Sounds like it's up ahead. Right, let's go.
As they groped their way farther along the passage, one of the foxes yelled joyfully.
Light ahead! Look!
Sure enough, there was a pale light to be seen dimly ahead. They dashed toward it, tripping, stumbling and shouting.
It must be the moonlight. Oh, I'll bet the rain stopped.
It was a cavern, a vast high-ceilinged chamber in the natural rock. Limestone stalactites and stalagmites could be seen everywhere, some of them reflected in the pale green luminous light given off by a massive pond in the centre of the cavern. The three foxes stood disappointed, but spellbound, at the glowing scene before them. The smell grew stronger, sweet, dry, cloying. Balefair had caught that odour before on the battlegrounds of the Northlands. It was the scent of death. It started gradually until the whole chamber echoed to the sinister hissing noise. Then they saw the snakes. Every exit from that dreaded place was blocked by them. Adders writhing, hissing, baring fangs as they slithered forward. Scaly, cold-eyed, olive and black chevroned reptiles. Long, sure, thick, fat, poison-toothed and sinuously evil. Rearing, bunching and swaying they came. Balefair had never witnessed anything like it, not even in his worst nightmare. The battle axe slid from his nerveless paws as he felt himself fixed by a thousand hypnotic eyes. One of the foxes at his side screamed and threw himself into the pool. There were only ripples on top of the bottomless pool to show where he had broken the icy surface, and a dark shape could be traced for several moments, going down, down, down. Then, without a sound, their faces frozen masks of terror, eyes and mouths wide open, Balefair and the remaining fox slid silently into the rustling, many-coiled embrace of the serpents of the cavern.